Blog Talk Radio.
This is Ryan McCormick on Flavor Living Radio. Yes, I said McCormick. I kind of wanted to tell everybody it's McCormick. We're on, this is Wednesday the 2nd in April, and we're on Blog Talk Radio. And as you can hear in the background, the theme music from Northern Exposure, the show about Alaska. Today on Flavor Living Radio, we go to Alaska. Yes, we visit a lady. Her name is Betsy. She's from the All Alaskan Tours, and she's going to tell us about the culture and the foods of Alaska. Did you guys know? Did you know that Alaska is one of the largest landmass in the United States? I mean, it can cover up about 5 different states if you put it over the hovered over the states. You know? But we visit Alaska. Yes. Hampton Roads, Flavor Living Radio, food fans, tune in, relax, and listen to our show. And I know this is the springtime, but Alaska's also a great place in the winter and springtime. Wait till you hear this interview. Very good one. All right. And here we go with our interview. And relax.
Okay, welcome. We are here on Flavor Living Radio, and we wanted to try something really cool. We wanted to venture to Alaska. Yes, Alaska. And we have, from the Alaska Tours, All Alaska Tours, we have Betsy. And we called All Alaska Tours, and Betsy gave us a chance to interview about the state of Alaska. Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. How are you doing?
Thanks, I'm doing well.
Well, I mean, how is the weather in Alaska? I know it's everywhere in the United States is going into the spring now.
Well, it's about 30 degrees where I am.
Oh, let me pause on that. Okay, so it's kind of fall there in Alaska, of course.
What's that?
Oh, it's still kind of fall there, almost, so the weather-wise.
Well, this is our springtime weather. It's clear and sunny, and the snow is starting to melt.
Okay, wow. So are you originally from, Alaska?
Yeah, I am. I was born in Anchorage, where I'm living now.
Okay. Wow. You know, I was looking at Alaska, and I saw that a lot of people don't know. I didn't know that. How huge Alaska, the size of Alaska, I mean, it covers up a couple states here in America. You guys are America, but it covers up a lot of states in the Midwest, a couple states together, like a big hand.
Yeah, it's the biggest state in the union.
Wow. So tell us about Alaska Tours and what you guys do.
So we're an agency that specializes in booking custom tours for people coming to Alaska. We'll send you anywhere in Alaska that you'd like to go. Many people like to go to Denali National Park, which is home to Mount McKinley, the biggest mountain in North America. We also book trips through the Inside Passage, which is in Southeast Alaska, and also arrange trips for people that want to experience the Arctic and go to the communities along the Arctic coast.
I want to ask about the Arctic Circle because I don't know where to start. I mean, the Arctic Circle is like it's one of the coldest spots on Earth, isn't it?
The temperatures definitely do dip down into the sub-zero temperatures in the wintertime. In some places in the far north, they'll go for a period of time without having any daylight.
That's what I was going to ask about the times. And do you schedule your tours around certain time or?
A lot of people actually enjoy coming to Alaska in the wintertime. There are more and more people every year that come to enjoy the Northern Lights, which is something you can see from Fairbanks, one of our interior communities. There are tours that will pick you up at your hotel at 10 o'clock at night, and you'll be out driving around looking at the Northern Lights until 4 in the morning.
Wow. So I could see somebody in Florida like, hey, look, I'm in. We're in Florida. We want to go experience the cold and just the whole Alaska. There's everything.
Yep.
Wow. Now, here on Flavor Living, we are our food show. And we kind of, I was wondering about the different foods there in Alaska. You know, like when you go to your grocery store, or just on the different cruise tours that you take, do they get the experience of Alaskan foods?
Most places really pride themselves on the local seafood that they can offer visitors. Halibut is really popular in the summertime. Also, our wild-caught salmon is sold all across the country, too.
So, I mean, your dinners, compared to our dinner here in Hampton Roads, your dinners must be really, really good.
Most Alaskans like to fish in the summertime so that we can enjoy halibut and salmon and other fish year-round.
So, do you fish yourself?
Was raised by a fishing guide, so definitely done a lot of fishing in my day.
Go ahead. Wow. As far as Alaska, are there different, because Alaska's so huge, do different people have different cuisines, like in northern Alaska compared to southern Alaska, or, is there a difference between the two?
In the very far north, there are communities that depend on the subsistence resources, so the fish that they can get from the rivers in the Arctic or marine life on the Arctic Ocean. People hunt caribou all across the state, which is something that many people enjoy to eat year-round. You can make it into sausage and burgers and stuff like that. And we also eat moose. Moose is a really popular entree as well.
Wow, do you remember that show, Northern Exposure?
Yep.
From Alaska, which films about Alaska, you know?
Yeah.
I remember the opening of the show always had a moose coming up in the beginning of it. Of the show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're traveling around in your car, you guys must have to, the traffic must stop for a lot of moose to cross over, or do you guys, you get that a lot there? I mean, there's Alaska's wildlife everywhere, so you must have a lot of crops, isn't it?
Yeah, we see in Anchorage, we see moose all the time. They come into the city in the wintertime to get out of the heavy snow that's up in the mountains. It's easier for them to find trees to nibble on, which is primarily what they eat, leaves and bark off the trees. So they come into our yards and meander around town all the time.
Wow, it's almost like, hey, Ryan, that's like a normal day for us here in the in Anchorage.
Yeah, my kids, when they see moose, they don't even get excited. They see them all the time.
They're like, hey, that's what happens right here. That's what goes on here. Okay?
Right.
The time change, I wanted to one time I was YouTubing the video about a time change, and this guy showed it was 12 o'clock midnight, and it was daylight at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. And that happened for many days, or how does that, do the stores or restaurants stay open longer, or do people still go to bed at normal times, or?
Definitely, as you get further and further north, the lifestyle really changes in the summertime, especially in the communities where it's dark for really long periods in the winter. People really enjoy the daylight, so they're out doing as much as they can during the short summer months, and that means that restaurants are open later, kids are out playing at the playground at
2
in the morning.
Yeah. Wow, I figured the whole, I met you when you leave Alaska and come into, Arizona or come into another state, it's like, these guys don't even, they don't have a clue what we go through.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at Alaska, I think of Eskimo, igloo. Can you tell us about that as far as the Eskimos and foods and just everything about that, the Native American, the Eskimos?
Yeah, so there are two different bands of Eskimos in Alaska. The Inupiaq Eskimos, which are found up on the Arctic coast, and then in southwest Alaska, are the Yupik Eskimos, and both of these bands or clans of people really depend on marine resources for their way of life. In the Arctic, they subsist off of seals, walruses, bowhead whale, beluga whale, and then they hunt caribou and other small game.
Wow. So then, the way they eat, the way they're eating is totally different from the Eskimos.
In some of the communities, up to 90% of the diet is considered a subsistence diet. And that's in the really small communities where it's much harder for them to bring in food from the stores because everything has to be flown in. So in the summertime, they're hunting and fishing, gathering as much as they can to stock up their freezers.
Hope you're liking the interview with Betsy there from All Alaska Tours. You know, this is interesting to learn about Alaska. I found some big news that the coastal lines extends over 6,600 miles of coastal lines. So, and most of our, as far as America's, salmon, crabs, and halibut, and herring comes from Alaska. They supply America with crabs, and hey, I like seafood. So thank you, Alaska, for past seafood dinners and future seafood dinners. So I do like seafood, and I know many of you guys do too, But Their motto is North to the Future. So I'm just learning every day about Alaska. You know, I think I did. I have a family member. She was born in Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska. So, you know, this is I get to learn more about Alaska, you know, as an adult. And I hope you guys like our show and tune in more. We have more for our interview with Betsy. And we're going to go back to our interview with All Alaskan Tours and the culture and food of Alaska.
Wow, just like a survival, the survival, and it's probably natural, you know.
Yes, it is.
Have you seen Eskimo make an igloo or stayed in one, or do people when they take the tours, they get to stay in one, or as far as the igloo?
In the Alaskan Arctic, you probably won't find an igloo. People do make snow caves when they need to get out of the harsh weather conditions, but everybody lives in normal houses. you know, they do go out on the sea ice to hunt, but they'll just put up a tent to get out of the cold.
Well, see, our perception of Eskimo. Is your perception is now you're telling you're being honest about what's going on.
Uh-huh.
As far as the seasons, what are the different seasons there? Do you guys have different seasons than you know, since the time change and everything, is the season different?
Our summers are probably shorter in comparison to other parts of the world. Winters can be long. Usually the snow will hit the ground towards the end of September, early October, and then it changes from year to year, but the snow will be gone in Anchorage by May.
Wow. That's amazing. Now, there's somebody who was talking about how they had to, when they lived in Anchorage, some of the towns that they go to, they have to take 3 airplanes to get there.
Oh, yeah. It can take longer,
because of the land, of the hugeness of Alaska, and you know.
Right. Yeah, it's unless you live in Anchorage or Fairbanks or Juneau, you're probably going to be relying on a mix of commercial airlines and then the smaller airlines to get you to your town.
So there's a lot of different populations of like this is a town could be a population of 10. And then another time to be a population of 30?
Yeah.
No way. And it's officially a town.
It depends. But, a lot of places, people are just living off the land and they're not part of any town.
Wow. Now, are there a lot of, because, you meet a lot of people who are from Alaska. You also must meet a lot of outside people that live in Alaska that they just, hey, I'm going to live in Alaska.
Yeah, we get people that come up here to work in the military. We have 2 military bases. Mm-hmm. People will come and work in the oil fields. They'll come and work in tourism jobs in the summer or work in construction jobs. So there are definitely people that have come up here for work, but more and more people are staying in Alaska, and you'll find, 4th and 5th generation Alaskans.
Now, what are some really nice places that people don't know? You know, I know about Anchorage. I have a family member that was born in Fairbanks. So I know about some places, and what are some places that people just would wouldn't know about?
Well, my favorite place in Alaska is Point Hope, which is on the northwest coast of the Arctic Ocean. It's on the shores of the Truckee Sea. It's hard to get to. You have to fly from Anchorage to Kotzebue, and then on to Point Hope. It's a small Inupiat Eskimo village. It's very traditional. They still use skin boats. They use the skin of the bearded seal to frame their boats, and they'll go out on the ocean and hunt for marine animals, and then they have a big ceremony to honor the animals that they've caught for that year, and have a big feast, and everyone's invited.
Wow. You're like, Brian, I take 3 airplanes. I like this place.
Yeah, it's archaeologists have found that it's the oldest continually inhabited community in North America. So there are old remains of villages that date back 3,000 years in Point Hope.
Wow. So basically, it looks like you can go to Point Hope 10 times and still have something new.
Yeah, and we, All Alaska Tours offers tours to the Arctic. There's one that goes to Barrow, which is a community even further north than Point Hope, where you can really just learn about the Inupiat Eskimo culture and get your toes in the Arctic Ocean.
Ah, so you go swimming? You could get your toes not swimming, Brian.
Well, if you do jump into the Arctic Ocean, then you become an honorary member of the Polar Bear Club.
Oh, okay. I like that. Okay. I want to do that. But around the United States, they have different polar bear events. Even here in Hampton Roads and Virginia Beach, they have one. But there, you are really officially in the Polar Bear Club in Alaska.
Yeah. Because there may be polar bears swimming around here.
So when somebody takes a tour, they have 3 meals. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's on the menu that you have?
People that come to Alaska, you're going to find all the normal things in your grocery store, and our grocery stores here, you know, the larger towns have a McDonald's. It's not like going to the moon. When you go to the more remote villages, mm-hmm. like Barrow, there's a nice grocery store in Barrow. The food is more expensive than probably you've ever seen, but there was a Mexican restaurant, but it burned down.
Well, but you're still going to see, like, as far as Taco Bell and some of the restaurants.
You won't find Taco Bell in Barrow, though.
But, I mean, I'm pretty sure there are, nice, there has to be, like, when somebody's coming in for vacation, or even the cruise ship and your tour, they want a nice Alaskan restaurant. So I know they have.
Yeah, and there's some great seafood restaurants in Anchorage that we recommend people go to. They're in downtown, and they're working with local fishermen to bring you the freshest seafood.
Oh, wow. When you come to, is it still different, like leaving Alaska and then going into one of the 52 states? Do you feel like, I mean, Alaska is the United States of America. Come on. But does it feel different when you come back and go, venture out into the other 52 states?
Yeah, it definitely feels more crowded.
Okay. All right. But I was just thinking as far as the culture and everything. I know it must feel like, wow.
You definitely feel like you're you're far away.
That's cool. Then, you know, I just wanted to know a little bit more about the, as far as, there's so many more questions. Like, a lot of people, including myself, we just know what we have from our history books, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, you don't meet an Eskimo or every day here, and, you know, I'm talking about, you know? Or somebody from Alaska, you know?
It's definitely a great place to come to learn more about the unique people living in the country. And we offer tours all around the state, so you have a chance to learn about the different people inhabiting the different regions and the different foods that they eat.
Wow. Where can they find your tours? Do you have a phone number or a website?
Our website is alaskatours.com.
Right. Now, Bessie, is there anything you want to say to anybody on Flavor Living Radio just about Alaska that, you know, just something to tell us, something new or experiences?
Well, I think that really Alaska is for everybody. It's people that want to get out and explore nature, people that are interested in local arts and culture. We really have it all.
I want to visit myself, you know. I got to visit there. So, all right. Well, from all Alaska tourists, we talked with Bessie about Alaska. You know, thank you for being on our show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, and telling us about Alaska. I'm like, wow. You're basically like, hey, I'm here. I'm fishing, Brian. I'm taking planes. I'm into my state, Brian. I like my state.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of pride in where we live, and we like to show it off.
Yes.
So come and visit.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for being on our show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for listening to our show. We went to Alaska. We talked to Betsy from All Alaskan Tours, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And listen, tune in. Sunday, we're going to have a great guest, a famous up-and-coming chef is going to be on our show Sunday. And listen, drive safe, eat well, and make sure you tune in to Flavor Living and cook. Do some good cooking. This is Brian McCormick signing off from Flavor Living Radio.
food and life and more. Cooking, restaurants, and recipes with adventures